One answer is, well, Bobby, the reason we get a lot more now is because everything gets a diagnosis these days. Every kid has at least two diagnoses for what we used to just call behavior. So now they're putting all these kids on the autism spectrum because that is kind of like the fashion of the moment. That's the answer to why we're seeing more. Do you accept that?
No, that is nonsense. It is an absurd, industry-driven canard. There's been study after study after study in high gravitas journals by the best research organizations and institutions and universities around this country that shows that the autism epidemic is real. And, Chris, it's also just common sense. If it was just a matter of better diagnosis or better recognition, you would see it in older people. You know, The epidemic is taking place in a specific generation, and it's kids who were born after 1989. That's what you see. You don't see, you know, it's not, you don't see autism one in every 31 people my age. I have never seen somebody my age, 71 years old, with full-blown autism. That means profound autism. That means nonverbal, non-toilet trained, head-banging, stimming, all the stereotypical features of the disease. You don't see that. And these are not people who are locked in some institution somewhere. There are no places for people like that.
Right.
And so why, if it was anything other than an epidemic, why would you only see it in a single generation?
Right. No, fair point.